mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside.
Welcome to Tall Cat Psychic 101, everything you ever wanted to know about the paranormal, but were afraid to ask. We've got no-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio. I'm Karen Tall Cat Conley. I'm a psychic and a medium by profession, here to demystify metaphysical woo-woo, remind you of the amazing things you are capable of doing, and assist you to move through New Age commercialism with balance and humor. I've seen and interacted with spirits and other dimensions all of my life. I've read for celebrities, executives, animals by telepathy, others in the healing arts, and really anyone who reached out to me through my website, www.karentallcatwithak.com. I've assisted in finding lost people, foreseen world events, visited other dimensions, and remote viewed the future. When I give readings, I only need the sound of your voice or your words in print to connect with you. I don't need your birth date or even your real name. I just dive right into the energy at the time of the reading. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about the earth changes and the coming times that are here, but I also want to have the phone lines open for you. So if you have either questions about what we're discussing, the coming changes, the planetary changes, or if you would like to ask a question in the form of a reading, personal reading, that's okay too. You're not interrupting the flow. So if you want to call in later on, I'll give out the call numbers, and then you can just dial them in, and I will be happy to talk to you.
We already have callers. Oops, we have a lot of callers. Did you want to start taking them now? Or?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Well, first one's coming right on.
I understand we have a caller. Who am I speaking with?
Jackie.
Is it Cassie?
Jackie with a J.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mariposa, California.
Oh, that must be beautiful there. I love California.
It is. It's near Yosemite Park.
Oh, my goodness. I was there not too long ago for an Orbs conference. Beautiful. Palm Springs is where I was.
Oh, Palm Springs, yes.
Yes, lovely. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wondered if you would see what you pick up. I've got some crossroads in my life right now, and they're, you know, putting a little stress on me. I'm sure they'll work out, but, you know, there's a lot going on.
Well, I'll tell you this. You definitely have decisions in front of you, and it's not that they're impending decisions. They are decisions that are already here and now and directly upon you at this present time, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when I look at your energy field, your auric field, when I look at that, what I see is quite interesting, because you mentioned the word crossroads, and I literally, my symbol for crossroads is big duh, a cross.
What was that
so
again?
What I see is crossroads, crosses three, superimposed upon each other. So this year, 2008, the remainder of it, in your timeline, is full of opportunity, but also chaos. By chaos, I mean rapid change based on decisions that you make. It won't be particularly comfortable, but profitable is the word that comes, profitable.
Uh-huh.
And not just in dollars, wealth, but in growth and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
And is there stuff going on in that area?
Yes.
Because I see much shifting in that. And what I see is actually, here's my symbol, a salt in a time, I'm trying to think of the word, the time thing that has salt in it. You turn it upside down. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right.
The word won't
a timer.
But that salt
hourglass. Hourglass.
That little timer. And also a hand with sand sifting, coming through the fingers. Like,
okay.
You know, like how water goes through a colander.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's almost like saying time is sort of running out, not in a negative connotation, but a cycle is at a point of completion.
Yes.
In that relationship. So there's discussion and evaluation, and this is what Spirit wants you to know. Your decision will be right. You have the clarity and you have the ability and you do know how to focus in, and you are a good decision maker.
Yes.
But buckle your seatbelt for the coming changes, and then decide that you will simply enjoy it.
Okay.
So it's good, but it's bumpy.
Right. That's how I feel about it. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yes, and it's been coming, and you've been prepared for it, and you're going to do just great.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Is there another caller on the line out there? Okay, not sure if there is, so I'll move along, and if there's another caller, I know the guys at the station will let me know. I am willing to take phone calls tonight about, you know, any personal question. Doesn't have to be on the topic of the coming changes or planetary shifts at all. That's a real big, big, big topic. So if you want to pose your question, feel free. It's my belief that everyone is intuitive by design. And I love teaching others how to use their own abilities, and I do this through experience rather than philosophy. So I want to talk a little bit about the coming changes that are upon us, and they're about to be here. There are, this is a well-known, right in your face, in the news now topic. Thanks to Mr. Al Gore, and if you have not seen the movie In Inconvenient Truth, please do. It's a good place to start. But I'd like to touch on tonight some of the topics of planetary changes, the ancient prophecies, just what is in store for us now and in the future. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, and then I'm going to open the call lines for your questions, and we'll go, and you'll be able to chat with a cat. So, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of disbelief, and it was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. These words are written in 1859 by Charles Dickens from A Tale in Two Cities. Seems like a prophecy for 2008. We're in the midst of a war, which is a spiritual conflict with material matters. And we're more advanced in technology, yet underdeveloped spiritually, so we've advanced but not evolved. I just want to check in and see, are there callers out there right now? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give the numbers so that you can call in at any point. Here's the USA and Canada number if you want to reach me. It's 888-815-9756. Worldwide, 877-489. Okay, you might want to look at the numbers on the front page there. If you're listening to the radio, make sure you got the numbers right. So, just give me a call to chat with the cat. Okay, moving on, let's see here. We have, as I was saying, we have developed in technology, yet we're underdeveloped spiritually. We've advanced, but not evolved. Now, there's various bubbles of potential existing before us, yet these large-scale planetary changes have now become pretty much predetermined or even necessary. It is time for planetary adjustments in relation to the universe, and man will have little, if any, influence on this event. These Earth adjustments are, this is a quote from Ruth Montgomery, who wrote The World to Come, Earth adjustment is a necessity according to divine plan and is enforced by universal laws. While there are substantial ways that humanity can influence the elements, we are unable to affect the laws of the universe. And George Carlin said, The earth is fine. She doesn't need healing or saving. She can and will take care of herself. It's the people that are messed up. Everyone is running around trying to save.
We have another caller.
Basically, they are selfish, wanting a more comfortable, nicer, safer place for themselves. They don't really care about the planet. If people understood that nature isn't outside of them, it's within them, they would never have overbuilt, overconsumed, etc. in the first place. People say they're going to take a walk in nature. Let's go have a nature walk. Well, we're already in nature. Wherever we are, we're a part of it. We just don't get it. Some say go after the corporations, go after the government, the sources of pollution. The thing is, it's a symphony. We all have a place in the band. We are all part of this situation. It isn't just one group causing the problem. People want their goodies.
We have a caller online, too.
Smoke and toys. We all want a cell phone that makes pancakes. We think that will make us happy. That's George Carlin from Jammin' in New York. I want to remind you guys, we have the phone lines open for calls. Do we have somebody out there that for a call?
Hello?
Hello, yes, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Ramona.
Ramona, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Oh, we got California people tonight. Very good. California is beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yes.
What can I do for you, Ramona?
Well, I would like you to see if you can tell me what's upcoming for me. I've been going through some personal as well as financial problems for some time now, and so I'm sort of at the wall, and I'm stumped, and
well, Ramona, when I look at your auric field, I see it's so true what you said. It's almost like you've had this long, dry desert spell of things not manifesting, things almost coming through and not coming through, and downright challenging adversity. Yes?
Yes.
And I'm getting a vibe a little bit about, are you having some kind of niggling, nagging, physical problems?
Yes.
Because it's not just financial and and emotional, but there's a little bit of a physical. So it's like all the levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual with you are all sort of out of balance and stressed, very stressed. And I'm clearly getting from spirit the suggestion that massage, physical massage, would be very helpful for you regarding these this discomfort, this physical discomfort thing.
Okay.
Have you had a recent breakup in a relationship or a big move from where you lived?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you in relationship at this time?
I am not.
And are you happy where you're living? Because I keep getting this this vibe about you changing location.
Well, I'm having trouble with my mortgage, and I might be in default.
Okay. I want to say this to you, and this is coming from the spirit beings of light that truly do love you, Ramona, and that are assigned to you to help you and to make your life fulfilling and happy, which you're overdue for. This season of despair that you've been through is coming to a wrap-up time. Even if something happens and the location that you live in shifts, it's going to be for the better. The suggestion from the spirit world, Ramona, is this, to sort of go with the flow of this and let the loose ends wrap up rather than trying to resist or fix everything. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
I'm getting the visual of, you know how the wind sounds when it blows through the pine trees?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very peaceful. And it has a flowing, natural, the pine tree branches let the wind sort of just pass through. So it's like when the tree sways and bends, when the pressure of the storm comes, that's your best position and stance, is to just sort of bend and flow with this. And I want to make a recommendation for you that will help you so much in maintaining yourself, because it offers tools that you, simple tools that you can put to work right away to help manifest the reality that you really want, not what is currently going on in your life. And the suggestion that I have for you, the recommendation, is called Abraham Hicks. Have you heard of it?
Abraham Head.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Abraham,
I haven't.
Abraham, like in the Bible. Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Oh, okay. H-I-C-K-S.
Uh-huh. Just type it in on Google, and it will take you to their website. You can review the information there and see if it resonates with you. And I specifically recommend a book by Abraham that's titled Ask and It Is Given.
Okay.
Have you got something to write it down with?
I'm writing as you speak.
Good, good. Ramona, I have clients that have told me, you know, I have a lot of resources and I offer different ones based on what feels right at the time of the reading. But I have several clients I've recommended Abraham Hicks to, and they say it has totally turned their lives around.
Okay.
So it is something to grab onto. Now, financially, I really see what looks like you have come to almost like the end of the road in that respect. It can't get much worse, can it?
No.
And this, believe it or not, this point where you have absolutely no control over what's happening and this is pretty much is going to take its own course is actually, I really see this as being a relief to you to get it over with because you've had a long, hard struggle. Doesn't it seem it would feel better if you could just go ahead and have it over with?
Yes.
It's not that you have to give up and see everything as a negative ending, because it's not. This is just a cycle that you have passed through, and there's something good on the other side.
Okay.
And are you working at this time?
I am not.
There is a job opportunity coming up for you. It looks like it's around a three-month period from here that is going to be the beginning of an upswing of good things in your life.
Okay.
Are you currently looking for work?
I'm about to start again, seriously, yes.
Yes. Well, when you get your little resource going with Abraham Hicks and you apply those tools, you will move right toward magnetically attracting that job that is exactly right for you. And going back to work is going to make your self-esteem feel so much better.
Now, the job is happening in 3 months or sooner?
I see the job opportunity coming forward within the next 3 months.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, hold on to that.
Okay.
And look forward to good things. Good things okay. will come to you. This
okay.
is a temporary cycle, and it's about okay. to end.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Ramona.
Thank you.
Okay, is there another caller on the line? Don't hear anybody, so I guess not. Okay. We'll go back to, it's okay to call in during the show, so go ahead and call if you want to ask a question, a personal reading, or about the subject of the planetary changes. About these coming changes are so interesting, and there's many facts about them that I was researching today on the computer, and I found these amazing, interesting facts to me, and I hope they are to you. I'm not particularly gifted in the scientific area. I can talk to your dead mother, but I'm not particularly a science geek, you know. But these facts pretty much blew me away. Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and Edgar Cayce all predicted extreme planetary changes involving the cosmos and a planetary alignment that occurs that has to do with a shift in the planet. And there is evidence that this axis shift caused from cosmic planetary alignment, this axis shift has happened before. It's been proven from geological samples like lava or magnum. Scientists actually found rocks that were frozen, so to speak, at the exact time of magnetic alignment of the past shift when the Earth moved.
We have a color.
Feeling that the planet alignment was different from the current alignment. That is amazing to me. And in ice cap samples, ice core samples from Greenland and Antarctica, they actually found cosmic dust was discovered, high levels of cosmic dust, that actually was part of an Earth event that caused an occlusion between the Earth and the Sun, connected with this planetary misalignment.
We have a caller.
Okay, I hear we have a caller out there. Who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Diane in Arizona.
Hey, Diane in Arizona.
Hi.
What can Talkat do for you?
I'd like a reading on what's up. I can feel some, it feels like changes are coming, and I just wondered if you can pick up on what that is and what's up.
Well, Diane, when I look at, I look toward you is how I describe it, looking toward you, even though you're not in the room with me, I look at what's going on with your, you know, your energy field. And what I see with you is that they, Spirit shows me like this zigzag pattern, meaning, you know, you've gone one way and then another way, and things have just sort of been almost like a constant course adjustment in your life. Does that resonate with you?
Right.
You know, like you go 6 miles down the road and you're supposed to turn right, like with MapQuest, say, for instance. And when you get there, the right turn is wrong, so you have to go left or back up a couple of miles.
Right.
Kind of like that, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And this has been like a almost like a, it's taken on a life of its own as far as your expectation goes. Unconsciously, probably, you have begun to anticipate things not panning out. This can be very subtle, because as human beings, we tend to base things on our past experience rather than what we actually want. And when we base what's coming on past experience, we're not in, and I'm going to try to say this so it's understandable, when we base our expectations or our desires for the future, if we base that on past events, we put ourselves automatically out of the vibrational or alignment that we should be in with our inner self or our source. It doesn't match up, and so things don't move forward. This was not wasted time, however, because you learned quite a bit with it. Did you not?
Oh, absolutely.
Lesson, 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 like one after another. So it isn't like you created a big mess and it was a waste of time at all. It was not. That's just a confirmation. I know you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But important piece of learning in this is that careful line that we all must walk with our vibration, keeping our vibration positively pointed towards the outcome we want, not what we see and not what happened before. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. So that creative ability to absolutely bring to you by magnetic attraction, like they talk about in The Secret, the law of attraction, is very subtle and can be easily, we can easily sidestep just a bit when we're having a lot of things going on in our life like you have. There's not an area in your life, personal, work, or finance, or anything that hasn't been touched by this, is it?
No.
It's almost like somebody put you in a box, shook you real hard, and then turned you upside down and opened up the box and everything fell out, you know, like when we dump our purse when we can't find something.
Sometimes, yeah.
So this this period with you, it's funny, these calls are the same. It's interesting. You people that are calling in are very much on similar experiences, and we're talking about planetary changes in chaos. Isn't that an interesting observation?
Right.
So what I see for you is, it's interesting. This sounds almost off-putting. It is not meant to be, but it's up to you. Spirit says it's really up to you now. You've been having lessons. You've been taking them in the right way, which is wonderful, but it is time for you to sort of take the helm and drive yourself in the direction of your own highest and best desires. And this relationship changing with you?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a relationship that's in transition?
No, I've lost pets. They're my relationship.
Oh, I understand. Are you without a pet right now?
No, I have some.
Okay.
I have some.
Well, I see somebody new on the horizon as far as the animal species goes.
Uh-huh.
Somebody is coming your way, and it looks like it's somewhat of an unusual animal. It is quite interesting, and you're going to quite enjoy that relationship. You really are quite an animal person, an animal lover, are you not?
Oh, yes.
This have you studied in the field of animal communication?
Yeah.
Do you practice communication with animals?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
You're natural. You have a natural ability for telepathy with the animal species.
Right.
Not so much with people, but with animals.
Right.
I would suggest as resource for you on that, anything written by Marta, M-A-R-T-A, I think it's Williams, I believe is her last name, or absolutely Penelope Smith.
Okay, I'll look.
Look for that, and I are you working right now?
No.
This love for animals, this is like pleading, you know, this situation with your love for animals. This would be beautifully blended in with you earning money.
Hmm.
You know, that's going to be a creative enterprise that you're going to have to design, you know, in your meditations. But
okay.
There is a possibility definitely of your future being very fulfilling in that respect, career matching up with your love for animals.
Right. Okay.
That would please you and make you very happy, would it not?
Oh, it would.
Don't think that that is not possible. Begin to consider that it is possible. And play around with the idea of it being possible. Make your affirmations around that it is possible.
Okay.
Open up your mind to it. Speak it and see if you can bring that into existence. Because you would, the animals would benefit, their owners would benefit, and you would be extremely happy.
True.
So check out those two resources I mentioned to you.
I will.
Have I helped you?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for calling, Diane.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, I want to just remind you guys that if you want to know a little bit more about me, I do offer personal readings. I do them by phone or in person. My website is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Tall Cat, that's cat with a K, Tall Cat Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y, Karen Tall Cat with a K, Conley. I do personal readings. I teach. I teach quite a bit in the area of Arizona. I'm up in the White Mountains. So check out my website. It's not only, I try to keep it not just about me. I have a lot of resources and things to check out. I have an inspirational intersection. I try to keep it interesting and a place that you can go to visit and to read and to just check out what's going on. So do we have a caller out there? Someone on the phone?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who am I talking to?
You're speaking to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Florida.
Florida, I used to live there.
Excuse me?
I used to live in Florida.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, very good to talk to another Florida person. How can I help you?
Well, I was hoping that maybe you could just do a reading.
Sure. Did you have a specific question?
Not in particular.
Okay. You married, Michelle?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
No.
Is this something you... Let me ask you this. Is this something you've been trying to avoid?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I was outside. Let me move to a better location so I can hear you.
Okay.
I apologize. Is there something I'm trying to avoid?
Yes. Is getting married something you kind of feel like, oh, no, not for me?
No, I don't feel that way.
Okay. I'm looking and I'm seeing that you have, you know, if I was a tarot card reader, and I don't use tarot cards, but if I were, whatever the romance card might be, I feel that I would be pulling that up. In other words, I definitely feel a romance in the near future for you, potential romance.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is may not. I have the feeling for some reason I keep feeling like, you know, this is not the first priority in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's okay, because everybody goes through periods where that is not the top priority. But oddly enough, even though it isn't on your, you know, top list of things you're looking for or maybe wanting to create, I do see a romantic interest crossing your path in the very near future. It looks like probably maybe about 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Something around there.
Hmm.
So just a heads up that that might cross your path, because, you know, sometimes when a romantic opportunity presents, when we're real interested in other things, we can miss it. And, you know, it's something to look at and decide, you know, if it really is what you want to paying attention to or not. But that's just a little, like, you know, heads up from the spirit world for you.
Okay.
I see that you're working, yes?
Yes, I am.
And you really are quite a wonderful employee, I must say.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can see the your work ethic is very strong, and you are, you know, very committed and a straight up, excellent, all around, solid employee. Are you still in school? Are you still studying as well?
No, I've been procrastinating about going back.
There is something you want to study, right?
Is there something I want to say?
Something you want to study in school.
Oh, study.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm a little conflicted. I think that's probably why I've hesitated.
Yeah,
it's
almost like you have one foot in and one foot out in a lot of different areas. It's like there are circles in front of you. There's a romance circle, a school circle, education, and there's a work circle. And it's almost like if those circles were puddles, you might put your toe in one of the puddles, but you're not really stepping fully into it yet. Because here's why. It seems to me that you have the kind of mind that works like this. You know, as long as I don't make a decision, the potential for something happening is still there. But once I make a decision, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of hold back. Yes?
Correct.
So the thing to do is just go for it. Just mm-hmm. go for it as far as making a decision. You have a lot of talents, and you can do a lot of things. And people like that very often have a hard time making a definite move and just jumping into something like studying something new in school and that sort of thing, because it's a natural procrastination tendency. I've seen it quite often. It's something that goes with people that have a lot of ability. You know, I could do this or that or this or that, and picking, choosing, becomes almost like a stumbling block, you know?
Right.
So this endeavor that you have about going back to school, does it take you entirely out of your employment now, or does it add to it?
I would say that it wouldn't necessarily take me completely out of my employment, but my employment is, I would say, it's mentally taxing.
It's what?
And it's mentally taxing.
Yes.
And I've spent many years in school prior. And I know the type of dedication I want to put forth with it. So I guess I could start initially part-time. I think it comes down to a bigger issue. You made this comment earlier in your program. I thought it was very interesting. It had to do with confliction between spiritual and material value system.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it, because I make fairly, I guess, good money by at least my standards. But it's not feeding me, as they say.
Yes. You have this restless feeling in the back of your mind, and, you know, it's like something that nags at you. That is what I call the Bible talks about, the still small voice. You know, it's a little something trying to... when we have that feeling of something's just not right, or I'm not quite satisfied, this, you know, I know this is okay, and but I'm not really, you know, full thrust forward, really living large, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of have to, what they show me is a visual of you just taking a high dive off of a cliff, mm-hmm. you know, like just... I believe, and just dive and go for it, because you're going to find it so much more invigorating. And take a risk is the word that I hear for you. Just take a risk, and then trust that you'll be okay no matter what. Because here's why. The timing of this is important in some way, that you make this decision fairly soon is what I see.
So
don't dilly-dally, sort of, you know. Go ahead and process this, meditate on it, work through it in whatever way works better for you, but make a decision soon and be willing in your heart. Get to the place where no matter what, I know I'll be okay and I'm going to make a change. Have you read any of Sonia Choquette's books?
Excuse me?
Have you read any books by Sonia Choquette?
No, I haven't.
Let me spell her name for you, because she comes to mind and I think she would be helpful for you, her writings.
Okay.
Her first name is Sonia, S-O-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And Choquette is spelled Choquette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And last letter was E?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anything that she's written will be helpful for you, particularly in Trusting Your Vibes. There's a book of hers called Trusting Your Vibes.
Well, it's just kind of interesting because I think earlier on in my life, and maybe this is kind of typical for more than myself, is I was less inhibited to follow my intuition and pursue things that I thought were spiritually and intellectually fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I feel a little bit trapped and intimidated.
Yes, well, you know, as we get into, here's what happens. You know, we come into this world fully loaded, wired to be able to telepathically communicate. We should, you know, we have capacities way beyond our imagination. We should be able to grow a new limb when we lose one. You know, we come into the planet fully wired and full capacity to be able to hear the voice of spirit and understand which way to go and clearly know what is true and what is right. As we grow older and we, about the time we go to first grade and social conditioning is sets in.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, we begin to, that recedes, you know, into, it becomes almost like dormant. It still functions within you and would protect you if you were in danger, and it still works, but we're not really tuned into it. And as we come to usually a point farther down the line in our lives when we can't intellectually or psychologically find an answer, and almost without thinking, we tune into the intuitive part of us, or the inner knowing, or the gut feeling. Gut feelings are, the sixth sense and gut feelings are so underestimated by the world. And we get so involved in things like life insurance and saving money and making things safe for our future. Instead of taking a risk, we become what I call a combination of sheep and people. We become sheeple.
That's
so
great.
Sort of where I see you, very much on the right track as far as social conditioning goes, as far as getting ahead, but just tune up that intuitive part of you a little bit and start using it. The books I recommended to you will really help you put it into practice on a daily basis with little things so that you get good at using it, and you'll be amazed how quickly you'll be able to make bigger decisions that will benefit you long term and on a higher and better level.
I certainly will go get those books and read them as soon as I can. I just didn't want to monopolize all your time, but I did have one quick question.
Okay.
With regards to the romance, and I just want some clarification if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, and I hesitate to call a relationship because it doesn't really have a definition.
Yes.
But I've known someone for 4 years, and there's never been commitment, there's never been any really discussion of it, but I've been told that have had past life experiences together.
Mm-hmm.
And I met them, and then we were separated, and then he and I ended up in the same place again,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to us.
Yes.
And then he had to move again, and I'm supposed to go visit,
yes,
in 2 weeks. So it's okay. Very interesting that you had mentioned that. Now, I think, I guess, I don't even know what the question is. It's, to be
I know what to tell you. Let me jump in here, if you would.
Please.
I'm getting information. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Here's what I see. The reason the information came out early in this about you having a romance crossing your path was a heads up, and here's why it was a heads up, because, you know, you're into the routine with this relationship, this on-again, off-again kind of a no-commitment, no-strings relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But in every way that I can see, that relationship has fulfilled its purpose. Now, when you go to visit in a couple of weeks, you know, prepare yourself. Meditate, think about this, journal about it, etc., and then see how things go when you get there. But I strongly urge you to be open to other possibilities in addition to that relationship, because I don't see, honestly, truthfully, I don't see that relationship changing.
you know,
as far as the way it is. If that's okay with you, then that's good. But if you want something a little different that's more committed, you're going to have to make a decision to go for that instead of this. It's like it can't be both.
Well, I guess the thing about it is, it's just, I guess it's conflicting information I've been getting. Is that because of been told that it's such a karmic relationship?
Yes, it is a karmic relationship, but it doesn't mean that it has to be that you guys have to try to put this together and make it work in this lifetime. I understand karmic relationships. I understand past lives, but both of those things pertain to the past, not the present. And one thing our society does way too much is rely upon past experience. The past was for learning and wisdom. It's not, and it's for only for that, for wisdom, for going forward in the future. And whatever you guys had in the past is what it was, and you're together now, and, you know, it's totally, of course, your freedom of choice. But what I see is it won't change, so make your decision from there.
Okay, I guess this is the rub is that there's so much love there.
And it's okay. It's okay that it's like that. But if you really want something that is of a different design, they'll have to be, again, taking a risk and a leap of faith. So think about those things. Okay?
It's not possible to have it in that relationship, you don't think?
I do not see it happening. Truthfully and honestly, I don't.
Okay. Not in the near future, at least, correct?
No. Uh-uh. Okay. It just, as the tarot card lady might say, it ain't in the cards.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
It was great talking to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, let me check in and see. Is there someone else on the line? Is there another caller? Okay. Doesn't look like it, but I just want to comment. You know, I started out with the idea of the coming changes on this planet that we live in. You know, the chaos that comes with it and the tilting of the axis and all that interesting, fascinating scientific stuff that's been predicted. And
we got another caller.
Yeah. Oh, I think I do have a caller now. Let's see. Who am I speaking with?
This is Anita.
Anita, what can I do for you and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, wonderful. We've had a lot of different places tonight. I love that. So, what can I do for you?
Can you do a relationship reading for me, please?
Okay. Boy, the love reading, I call it.
That's right. We all have relationships.
The love reading, the relationship reading. Tell me your name again.
I'm sorry?
What was your name again?
Anita.
Anita. Anita, this relationship, you're in one currently, correct?
Say that again?
How are you in relationship now?
No.
Okay. Were you in one that was long-term until recently?
Yeah, it was long-term, but yeah.
Because what I see is this a relationship of some amount of time. Maybe it just felt like it was really long, but it looks long to me. And this past relationship, you're out of it now, correct?
Yeah, it's done. It's complete, yes.
And that being done is something to celebrate, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yes.
And now that leaves you completely and totally free, does it not?
Yes, it does.
And have you, I know you've disconnected as far as personal articles and relationship, and there is no further connection in that way. And I really, when I look at that, I see that there's not even any energetic cords that connect you either. It's really a complete and total dissolution, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So is your question that you're wondering if there's going to be anyone else coming your way in life?
Yes.
Well, I don't know of anyone that has come out of a relationship like yours and, you know, that has ended. And how long has it been since that relationship ended?
Like 3 years.
Okay. That's a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of anyone that comes out of a relationship that doesn't have the feeling, to be perfectly honest, Anita, is mm-hmm. it ever going to, am I ever going to have a relationship again?
Yeah.
There's something about when a relationship ends, and it can take a while, it can be a short time or it can be a long time. It's
mm-hmm.
very unique with each case. But everybody, whether they meet someone right away or whether it's a long period of time, has this like looming question, is it ever going to happen again? And I truly believe it's because as human beings, we think because one didn't work out, then that means it isn't going to work out the next time, because we are so, our thinking is so set up in such a way, subtle ways, that the past is what we use as a reference for the future. But your, and you had a choice in getting out of that relationship. You had a good bit of the energy in making it end, didn't you?
Well, I mean, it was very mutual. It was pleasant. There was no animosity, nothing. It was time for it to go, yeah.
Well, I see you taking a trip, like a vacation. Have you got one planned?
No, not really. I just moved into a new house, so all my energy is like setting up the house and all.
Okay. I see you in some sort of, it's either a weekend getaway, or it's a day trip, or it could be a vacation. But I see you in a location that is somewhat different from your daily routine or your ordinary daily life. And in this location, you come across a person that is very interesting to you. And I do see you beginning to date really soon, as long as you let your heart be open.
Okay.
And you have your, you speak to the universe that this is my desire. I'm so looking forward to romantic love and a second relationship and a good person that balances me, and make all the details in it. You know how wonderful it will be. And think about it and talk about it in your, as you're driving along in your car, while you're washing dishes, etc. And just create it, because it's right there. It's really close.
Oh, good.
And it's a person that is going to be able to get right in there with you, and the two of you will be able to move forward really quickly in life.
Good. Very good.
Good. Aren't you happy? Yes. Just go for it, my friend, because it's very close.
How about a financial reading? I mean, I like my job. It's nice paying, and since I have a new house now, I was just wondering how making more money or income looks.
Your income now is perfectly fine, but it's not what you really want. And I do see one of two things. It's either an opportunity within the place that you work now for a raise or for more training or advancement in some way. It's either that, or it's an opportunity completely outside of your current job. Keep your eyes and ears open for this, because it could be a subtle little hint. So watch for opportunity work-wise. You're due for an influx of some money coming in.
Okay. Do you see any change happening?
A potential for not only the romance, which will be very wonderful, but the opportunity for you to advance in your career and your bank account, okay?
So you're saying that looks good also, the career thing?
Yes, but be very, very watchful. Pay attention, because the opportunity may be a subtle leading, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's coming.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Okay, Anita, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We're coming up on just about the end of the show. We have just a few minutes left. I just want to wrap up about, you know, I started out with this highfalutin thing about the changes on the planet, and it was interesting how the energy sort of snaked around in a different direction. Turned out we had a lot of people calling in for questions about the changes in their lives instead of the planet, and the shifting in the energetics of their, you know, their own creations of what they want, their hopes, their dreams, their desires. You know, it's an interesting similarity, and the whole theory of the magnetic alignment or misalignment, and how things, how the balance is important, et cetera, all of that seemed to coincide with almost every single call that we had tonight. So I find that most interesting, and perhaps it was better that we went that way instead of into the coming Earth changes. So, I see that we have just about 5 minutes left. If we have one more caller that wants to try to jump on the line, that's okay. And anybody out there? I'll move on to just one thing I want to touch on before we go away. If you're interested in 2012 and the coming changes, I suggest researching the Mayan calendar. And if you go to YouTube and look up, the title I think is Everything 2012. Everything 2012. It's three parts from the History Channel on TV. It's fascinating, interesting, and anything by Brooks Agnew, Dr. Brooks Agnew. is highly informative about the planetary changes and understandable. It's not so detailed that you can't understand it. But the Mayan calendar is most interesting because it is such a precise, the most precise calendar known to anyone, anywhere, ever. It's an interlocking time scale of solar, lunar, and planetary cycles that could actually have the capacity to accurately predict a solar eclipse thousands of years into the future. You see, the Mayans were sort of a shamanic, scientific group obsessed with time, synchronicity, and consciousness. So the calendar is also prophetic. This amazed me when I found this today. It predicted white-skinned, bearded gods, quote, arriving from across the sea on March 5th, 1519. Now, that was the exact date that Cortez and his conquistadors arrived in the New World. And the Mayan calendar is where we get the date of December 21st, 2012, which is the winter solstice. And it is said that the sun will rise in the dark rift, and that is the day the Earth is in exact alignment with the sun in the center of the Milky Way. Now, that's an event that takes place only every, I think this is correct, 25,800 years, something like that. So this extraordinary alignment could be like crossing the galactic equator, creating a magnetic field reversal or pole shift. So I know these are great sources for you if you're interested in the coming changes, the planetary shifts and the Earth changes. But it's interesting the wording about alignment and balance and crossing the equatorial line, etc., and you guys calling in about these themes within your life. There is no coincidence, and there's always synchronicity. So I want to say I really enjoyed speaking with all of you, and we're coming up on the end, so that's probably all for now for Tall Cat Psychic 101, everything you ever wanted to know about the paranormal. I'm going to be sharing the 6 p.m. spot on Mondays here on Station 1 with Galexis, who is wonderful. She's on every other week. You'll find my show here on Station 1 on the second and fourth Mondays of each month. So that's all for tonight. Please tune in the following next Monday for Galexis, and tune back into Karen Tallcat Conley, Psychic 101, No-Nonsense Wisdom, Refreshingly Real Radio. See ya.
Sooner or later, because the revolution's here. keeps flowing. I want to be free. I want to be living in truth of me. Down through my body, all around my soul. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit. Take me away, roll me over, Spirit. Take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit.